Welcome to another edition of Tech Check with Carla and Kruger. Today in the studio we have Marseille from Asus, and we're going to talk about the ROG Ally.
3, 2, 1, fight!
So Marseille, you've sent us this device and I've had some time with it. Lyle unfortunately hasn't, but his turn is coming up. Can you tell us more about the device? What do we need to know about it?
This is an interesting device in that it's the first Windows 11 gaming handheld. If you don't really understand what that means, like imagine like Game Boys, right? Game Boys, Nintendo Switch. Handhelds were all the rage like when we were all young. And it's kind of fallen off in recent years. I mean, the only real handheld people know very well is the Nintendo Switch. And then Steam also launched their version, which runs a SteamOS. And that one hasn't been available in South Africa since launch. Someone's importing it now, so they are available locally now. But this one's really cool because it's in first for Asus as well. We've never done a handheld like this. Obviously, we do laptops, we do components and monitors and things, but this is completely new venture. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how people react to it. I, for one, was very excited to play with it. I'm sure you guys were.
I definitely was. I mean, it's like you said, it's the nostalgia of the handhelds. It's the devices we grew up with, and then they just sort of fell off the radar over recent years.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a nice reminder of our childhood, but it's modern. You know, it's got a fresh spin on it.
I feel the future is definitely handheld because we can see, like, especially with the ROG phone as well, it's a super gaming device. So it's very nice to have Windows option as well, so you can run all your Steam games on there. I'm excited by the fact that we can actually put our own launchers on there.
Yeah, it's a Windows machine. It's like a laptop or a PC would be, just completely mobile, which is obviously great for South Africans if we're sitting in load shedding. I mean, if your PC is not running in load shedding, you can just pick up the handheld and play, or pick up your same games you were playing on the PC because all your games on there.
So does Asus have any plans for accessories that go with the ROG Ally?
So currently, we're not planning anything that I'm aware of. There are a few existing like products that can slot in very easily, like the ROG Cetra earphones, the little earbuds, or any kind of headphone because it has a headphone jack. And then another very interesting option is that we also sell those external GPUs, the eGPUs, and you can actually attach one of those to the Ally and turn it into a desktop machine.
That's quite cool.
So you can attach up to an RTX 4090 to the ROG Ally and also attach an external monitor, and then it literally turns into like a full gaming PC.
Okay, so you mentioned an external monitor. What sort of ports do we have there? Because I haven't seen the device. Excuse me, guys.
You don't actually get a lot of ports, but if you're adding the XG Mobile, which is our eGPU setup, that one does add a few ports. And I can't remember exactly which ports, but you do get full HDMI on there and a few USBs at least. So those are the options when you add the eGPU. But if you don't, there is a Thunderbolt port.
And then we should be able to cast it to our TVs, right?
So using the Windows...
Yeah, it's got the cast feature.
Yes, exactly. I haven't tested it myself. You should be able to, though.
Can't wait to try it on a 4K TV.
Yeah, and then battery life, like what's the battery life like?
It's really hard to tell at this point, because we haven't really tested it. I haven't had the time to really test it, but it is rated for 4 to 8 hours. So when you guys test it, you can obviously like give us feedback on what the battery life is like. That's an important feature for South Africans.
Yeah, so that 4 to 8 hour screen on time.
Screen on time.
Yeah, okay.
It should be gaming time also, but obviously I can't tell you right now.
Yeah, obviously results will vary depending on how heavy you use it. I'm just super excited, like, by the screen. You know me and monitors. I can sit and talk forever about monitors.
The first thing you asked me was the screen.
Yeah. I feel you need to invest that money into a good screen because it's what your eyes is going to interact with the most in all of your games. And that's why, like, even the TV that I have at home, I invested a lot of money into it. It looks amazing, guys. I had a sneak peek when I was downstairs. And then I also saw a rumor that it's got the 7000 series chip in. Is that an AIO?
So it's not a 7000 series chip, but it's a custom AMD chip that they've developed along with ROG for this system. And it's based on the RDNA 3 architecture. So it is the same architecture as the 7000 series, but it's like a mobile chip. It's not a full CPU, GPU setup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
So it's called the AMD Z1 Extreme, I think, or Ryzen Z1 Extreme. Yeah. And then it has 16 gigs of RAM and a 512 gigabyte SSD. Mm. Built in. So the RAM is soldered, so you can't actually upgrade that, but it has a micro SD slot also, which helps to increase the storage on the device.
We've seen with the Switch, like I was hoping they were going to release a Switch Pro like a few years ago, and then they came out with the OLED model, but the hardware in there is, it's like, how many years now? It must be eight years old.
It feels like about 8 years.
Yeah, and it still keeps up. Like in terms of gaming.
Also, the ROG Ally has a broader range of games that you'd be able to play.
Yeah, 100%. You can actually play AAA games on it, which is actually quite insane.
For a handheld.
You can, like, you love Cyberpunk.
Yes.
You can literally, like, play Cyberpunk while you're on an airplane or while you're, like, sitting in the bathroom. Or
If there are any third-party developers out there, like, what we really need is an external battery pack to attached to it, just to increase that battery life. So
you should be able to power it up using a power bank.
So is it USB-C charging?
It's USB-C charging, yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And you would like the way it feels? Like, I know that you always say ROG pays attention
to
detail.
Yes, to the details.
If you just hold it, it's very ergonomically designed.
It is really nice to hold. I was also quite surprised by how comfortable it is.
Especially with the buttons on the back. You've got buttons on the back and then also your front. It's perfect. It fits the way it should. This is one of the devices I actually would really consider buying, regardless of the price. I will make a plan. I will find a way to own this thing.
Well, I think definitely for me, I mentioned to Marcy that I definitely do want to buy it, but a lot hinges on the price, though.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's important for, again, the local market is very price sensitive when it comes to technology. Of course, you get gamers who will invest just about anything into their PC setup and things. But if you consider where this console lands in the market, it's not a mobile phone and it's not a PC. It's somewhere in the middle, right?
Mm.
So you're going to get the hardcore PC gamers. I assume you're going to get those people who are interested in a mobile option, but you'll also probably get the mobile phone gamers who are also interested in getting something a bit more robust that they start feeling like real gamers.
Mm.
So it's going to be interesting to see where it lands in the market and how people actually react to it.
And I think it's definitely going to, even for the ones who are really into their PC setup, might look down on it being a handheld. But if when you look at the specs, it really is a PC in your pocket. It's a very powerful device.
I think we should actually look at it more as a companion. So it's just there to complete your setup instead of
competing
with it. Exactly.
Yeah.
And to think just a few months ago, the rumor was that it's an April Fool's joke. It was first showcased. Everybody thought it was an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
And now we have it. So that's very exciting.
It is. It doesn't happen often, where a global launch happens and then we get the product in hand in South Africa.
Especially so soon.
Especially so soon. So this is a big focus, obviously, for ROG this year. And I'm interested to see your opinions about it.
The design at the moment, is that set in stone or is it still bound to
change? No, that's what it will look like. Okay. And we only getting the white color, which is interesting also because ROG tends to lean towards like black and gray for tough. And it's weird to see a white device come out. But then obviously you do have the ROG there also.
So Masai, is it only available on the ASUS online website?
So once it launches closer to June, July, then it will be available nationwide. We have partnered with specific retailers, and I can't make a lot of that available right now, but it will be available nationwide, and we will announce the pricing closer to the launch date.
In terms of support, is there dedicated support for the ROG Ally?
So because this is a new product, we will obviously, the service center will be prepared to handle what they can, but it will be a learning curve, I believe, just from my personal point of view, to see how support is handled for this completely new device. I know because I had to set up the samples that landed early, and these were pre-production samples, and we had to patch a few things before they were even ready to ship. So it's because it's new, there will be hiccups, there will be a few things that we still need to sort out, but that's what ASUS does well, though, is we launch like new categories all the time. We bring out really interesting design things, and I don't believe there will be a lot of issues. So yeah,
that's, well, just considering that it's a marketing sample, it's very impressive already in its current state. I really enjoyed the little time that I had with it so far.
And then in terms of connectivity, does it have Wi-Fi 6? Is it Wi-Fi 6 compatible?
I do believe it is.
It does have Wi-Fi 6. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people have asked us why doesn't it have a SIM slot, but we believe that Wi-Fi 6 is powerful enough considering how common Wi-Fi connectivity has become. I know in South Africa still you might need a SIM for connectivity in some places, so that is a common concern. But at this point, the ROG Ally does not have a SIM slot.
I think I read something about an eSIM that they use for the Apple market in America, so there's definitely an option there.
Yeah, eSIMs are available here also on certain devices, and a few networks have actually launched eSIMs, but you do need a certain set of hardware built into the device to make it eSIM compatible.
Okay.
And as long as it's not built into the device, you won't be able to do eSIM on it. So at this point, it's not something that will happen with ROG Ally. Maybe future iterations will have an eSIM option or a SIM option.
My question is like, I'm in the market for a new device and I see the ROG 7 because that's the new phone that you guys will be also launching.
So not confirmed for South Africa yet. Yeah.
Unfortunately,
guys. I see
guys.
What you did there.
Yeah. Very sneaky. It's unfortunately not confirmed for South Africa yet. We still have the ROG 6 on sale though.
Okay, so yeah. Instead of the ROG 6, you've now got the option for the ROG Ally, which you can then use to play your games only.
Yeah, it's just not a phone.
Mm.
But as you said, it's like
it's a companion.
A companion,
exactly.
To your setup, which I think is cool.
Considering that you can play AAA games on it, including Dying Light and Ghost Runner, there's quite a few AAA games that perform really well on it. How did they manage to fit all of that power into a device that only weighs 600 grams?
So thanks to the partnership between AMD and ROG, they've managed to build a fairly powerful system on chip. So this is like a mobile chip that you would find in mobile phones. So that includes the CPU and graphics processing in one chip. And that obviously contributes to the lightness of the device. If you've added like a full-size GPU, then you'll definitely add a lot of weight to it. So that's the main reason I think it works very well. And then you have the option to add the external GPU if you'd want.
That is very lightweight for what we're getting.
It is. I was surprised when I picked it up the first time. Considering the size, like it's not small.
No, it's not. It's a considerable size.
But
so
if you pick
it
up,
to be heavy.
Yeah, and then
but
it's not.
It's going to make the ideal travel companion.
Yes.
It definitely feels premium in your hands, so I really like that. The buttons are very tactile, and it seems very good. But I just want to know about the accessories that come with it. So if I can connect my PS4 controller to it, which I should be able to.
You should be, because it's Windows 11, so you can connect Xbox controllers and, I assume, PS5 controllers.
That's going to be fun to try.
Another nice thing, I should actually check on this, would be like a hard case that you can zip closed.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to just put it in a backpack and take it with.
You'd want some protection when you travel with it.
And then, Masai, can you tell me about the thermals? Like, I know ROG does some amazing things with their laptops. Do you guys bring over their technology into the airline?
Well, yeah, definitely 100%. The thermals were obviously designed along with how the chip was designed. So, and all of that is done in-house with ROG. And if you actually look at the device, you'll notice all of the vents. And even though I didn't test it at length, we did boot Hogwarts on the game. That was the first thing my colleague wanted to do. And as soon as the fans kicked in, you could feel them kick in. And the interesting thing was that you can barely hear them also, even though it's such a small device. But again, I haven't used it at length. I haven't pushed very far. So the feedback from media and reviewers will be very important in this case.
I will definitely push it. I need to edit that. I will definitely push it with Cyberpunk.
You should.
Week. Yeah.
100%. What's the first game you're going to load on it?
So I love Dying Light 2, and I'm also a big Cyberpunk fan, thanks to Cheryl. So that's what I'm going to play on it, definitely. Yeah. Maybe some Need for Speed, just to see. Like,
I think that'll be a fun one to play on, though, on the handheld.
Yeah. Like, my last handheld was the PSP, like, Zonks.
Oh, yeah, I also had one.
So I'm super excited to get stuck into it. And like I said, the screen is it's massive. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of real estate for me to enjoy and lap in. I personally feel like Steam Deck is super worried now about
they should be.
Yeah, this launch, I think they're definitely going to put a lot of effort into it. Maybe the next iteration that comes out, they might want to go with Windows as well.
Yeah, I think what makes the Windows operating system nice in this case also is that you can add Xbox Game Pass too. And that's basically turning it into a small Xbox.
Yeah.
Like, you can play all of the Xbox games on it.
Yeah, like, there's tons of launches out there. That's why, like, the first thing I said to you, I was so super excited. I was like, I can put my own launcher on there.
Yeah, you can put everything
so
on
there. So if I want to put my Nintendo launcher on there, I can do that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
People are going to have fun with this, I think.
Mm. I can see Lyle's already excited there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't wait to run out of the studio and go play.
depending on the price for me.
But you can still enjoy the review model.
It's definitely something I'm thinking of getting for myself, for personal use. Mm. So, yeah.
But I don't even care about the price at this point. I will find a way to make it work. I'm that impressed with it. And I've only had it for a very short amount of time so far. I'm conflicted because I really like this, and I also really like the Zen book that you gave me. Must find a way to afford that one as well.
With the laptop being so thin, don't you find, like, sometimes you need some ports that are just not there?
That one has a lot of ports.
It has enough ports, but he knows that I use a lot of ports.
Yeah, you do.
I do, and I have an external hub, so it's fine. I just pop that in.
But looking at the size, you would expect fewer ports.
Yes,
I
because it is so thin.
Ports. Yeah.
It's under a centimeter.
It even has a full HDMI port on it.
So they literally use all of the space for the entire width of the laptop is the port, which is very well designed.
And obviously the screen, Cheryl, can you share the monitor with us? Is it a good monitor?
It is. It's a good monitor.
It's a full OLED display.
My favorite part of it is that it's so light. It's under a kilogram. It's 998 grams, I think.
Yeah.
Is it under a kilo?
I think so.
And it fits into my tablet slot in my laptop bag.
The sleeve.
It fits into.
Oh, that's nice.
It fits into the tablet sleeve.
That's cool.
So I can carry my MSI in the laptop sleeve.
That's awesome.
The ZenBook S13 in the tablet sleeve.
Every time when I carry something in a sleeve, I just think, as soon as it breaks, it's like game over. As soon as it falls, I mean, it's definitely going to break. I suppose we should do a drop test.
No.
It's the only way we can figure this out.
I am not comfortable with doing a drop test. It would physically hurt me.
What's the screen resolution for the ROG Ally?
It's an HD screen.
So it's 1080.
1080.
Yeah.
120 refresh rate?
Up to 120.
We also didn't mention that the Armoury Crate is on it.
Yeah, so this is a different version of Armoury Crate, Armoury Crate SE, which is built specifically for the console, and it boots as soon as you boot the console, it boots up. And then it kind of works as a game library also. You'll see, Lyle, when you put all your games on it, it hosts all your games in there. So you can actually just launch directly from there also. You can also open it during gameplay and then change settings, change the refresh rate or the frames or whatever you need to change during gameplay. You have that option.
Well, just the fact that you could use it on a 4K TV already, that's something I can't wait to test personally.
And then, like I was mentioning to Cheryl as well, that I don't actually believe in wireless earbuds, so I'm hoping it has a headphone jack.
It does.
Super.
It has a headphone jack, so you can
just Lyle the audiophile.
My problem with wireless headsets are it's like another device that you have to charge. So when I get home, you put your phone on charge, you put your headphones on charge, you put your laptop on charge. Masai, thank you so much for bringing us your new devices. I am super jealous of your job, by the way, again.
Thanks for having me, though.
Thank
it's
you.
Very it's very cool to be here.
We're looking forward to the launch.
Yes.
I will. Right? We are looking forward to the launch.
Yes.
I can't pronounce it.
I'm wondering if it's got a wife acceptance factor, because I don't think my wife is going to appreciate it.
I don't know. It depends on your wife.
This is the same conversation I had with him. Like it does. It only works in certain households like that. In other households where the wives are the gamers, we don't have that issue.
We don't have that issue. So it's hard for me to tell. Obviously, my husband saw it and he was like, we both obviously need one, so we need two.
You see? So your wife acceptance factor doesn't work in our lives.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ne. Shame. Listen to us on citizen.co.za or follow the Citizen News on Oyono FM. And that's all for today. Stay awesome, Gotham. See you next week.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Initiating shutdown. Shutting down systems.